Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. And those other talk show hosts, by the way, they want to charge you for their website. We give it away. So head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Oh, it has been too long since I have heard you say that, Derek. Good to have you back in the studio, back from jail as of approximately 36 hours ago or so.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Now, you were in jail for what was essentially a 50-day stint. You'd already spent approximately 11 days in previously, and so total, over this entire year, you were jailed for approximately 2 months worth of time for engaging in, you threw a dance party, which was very quiet and didn't bother anybody except the police, apparently.
Right, but I racked up 3 charges for that.
Yeah,
I'm facing about 3 years for having that dance party.
So there's the dance party.
3 years? Isn't that silly?
3 years for what? I mean, what was the accusation? Turning on a radio in a public park?
The cops were all confused during that one because they said, turn the lights and music off and we'll be gone. They said that while the lights and music were unplugged.
Already turned off. So there was that, and then you went to the park and you attempted to light up a bowl of what was allegedly cannabis. And were arrested for that before you could even light it up.
Seemed pretty clear to me.
There was also, you went to the courthouse and were arrested for violating a no trespass order, the same one that I was, the same day I was arrested.
Yeah, for standing on the sidewalk with a video camera. I was chased by men with guns. They were asking me why I was running from them, as if they didn't know how scary they are.
You told them how scary they were, and then it was shortly thereafter where you actually, there was a pretty scary encounter. I mean, one that was really, I thought was pretty scary, where a cop just psychotically runs you off the road for the purpose of handing you a paper that you already had handed to you earlier in the day. They were serving you with some sort of notice, trespass notice, and that was pretty outrageous. All of it was caught on video, and it's been, while you were in jail, worked into a approximately hour and 10-minute presentation at this point. We may end up fleshing it out a few more minutes by the time it's done, but it's going to be a feature film called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. At this point, you have yet to have the chance to actually watch your own film, but I believe that's going to be occurring for you tonight.
That's right. I'll be viewing it for the first time tonight. I'm very excited. A lot of the ways I've been spending the last, 36 hours or so, updating blog posts, posted 4 new videos to my YouTube channel, FR33ManTV, mm-hmm. and livefreeordance.com is my blog, and so I've been updating my blog posts from jail to that website as well so that people can read them there.
Excellent. And folks can go also to victimlesscrimespree.com. That's where you can see the trailer for the upcoming film. You can like the Facebook page. You can sign up for an email list. And I'm pretty jazzed about it. It got great reception at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I had some folks say some very nice things, like that they were waiting all week to see it, and they were very very happy with the pace of the film, and that it was very entertaining. And apparently the audience, I wasn't able to be there for the premiere because I had to do Free Talk Live, but Bo, the editor of the film, was there to present it. And the audience laughed and apparently cried, and it was just wonderful. I mean, when you can get an audience to express emotions like that, you've got something going, I think. So.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear. Yeah, certainly some of the scenarios weren't very happy ones, so I can understand people crying, especially a person turning himself in. I never imagined I would, be able to do something like that. It really took some prodding from friends to be like, you should do this, or they're going to come for you with a car and a new charge. So I had to go do that.
Now, you're not out of the woods yet. You've got approximately 540 days at least, maybe even another several hundred days on top of that, that is suspended, basically.
You don't know?
Explain why.
It's true. Okay, so thanks for reminding me. This is a sad reality. But even though I've spent about 2 months in the Keen Spiritual Retreat, I have 560 to 800 days hanging over my head, which would be served in New Hampshire State Prison if I were to commit another jailable crime within the next 1 to 2 years. And so that's just something that was sort of worked out in the plea deal, that I wouldn't go to jail for very long, so long as I was an obedient little slave when mm-hmm. I got out. And that's what I plan to be doing, just playing it safe. And, you know, it's pretty much going back to my life before I was an activist for a little while, but I'll still be doing what is safe activism.
Wait, right, okay, because I was going to say, activism is a pretty big category.
All right, well...
doing civil disobedience isn't the only form of activism. I think that you're very... I'm excited to have you bring Free Agents Radio News back. At least I understand you're going to do that.
Absolutely.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah,
okay, great.
That's
going to
be coming back for a 5-day-a-week stint. It's not going to be 7 days as it was before, but...
Still, that would be more than any other liberty activist is doing across the entire country as far as on-the-air podcast news format product is concerned. And we're talking about Free Agents Radio News, fr33agents.com.
That's right.
Where you can go, and at some point they'll. I think the radio tab's probably still there. I haven't gone there in the last 24 hours, but you can click the radio tab, probably listen to some back episodes, and then eventually subscribe to the podcast. Eventually, Derek J is going to get a fresh episode out. If you haven't already, have you already jumped?
No, I haven't gotten one out yet. But I was scanning the news for some peaceful resistance news. I'm seeing some things come out of Egypt, and so yeah, there will
totally
be a new
activism,
one coming
that's
up soon.
Totally
it is activism, and you're right. I misspoke earlier, but you know, civil disobedience is really where my heart is, and
yeah.
So it's going to be tough for me to not participate in stuff that could get me in trouble. For
it
example,
is tough.
Just yesterday
right.
I got out of jail, and about 3 hours later was breaking the law. Yeah, in Middleborough.
We talked extensively last night, by the way.
I'd like to assure you that just about everybody who is listening to my voice broke the law today. They just don't know it, and they didn't do it necessarily intentionally.
Well, that's a great reminder.
It's really difficult not to break the law. There are so many of them out there.
But ignorance is no excuse, right?
There's something really special and fun about committing civil disobedience. It becomes an addictive thing. And I totally know where you're coming from, Derek J. I have, you know, even after I got out of jail, I've been arrested since then, just because it's hard to say yes. I mean, once you start telling the bureaucrats no... And once you get used to standing up for your rights and other people's freedoms and liberty, then it's really difficult to go back to the way things used to be.
Yeah, especially considering how easy and wonderful life would be if others said no and joined you in saying no. Because, you know, there are very few consequences. Like, the consequences once the government does get involved and says, hey, you broke the law and now we're going to put you in jail for a year, that's big. But that's not common, you know? Like, people can, like you said, Mark, break the law often without knowing it, and there are no consequences. So you can imagine if everyone just flipped a switch and started saying, I'm going to follow my conscience rather than the laws, boy, what a happy world I think we would live in.
Absolutely, which is why when we were in Middleborough yesterday, I was telling the audience about not taking a plea deal, because we had the good fortune of having a pretty big crowd in Middleborough where they banned profanity. They're going to be fining people $20 for the use of profanity. But it's actually already illegal in that it's an arrestable offense right now. So until the $20 fine thing goes through whatever legal process it has to go through, I think it has to be approved by their head cop or something like that. Until then, it's still an arrestable thing. So they could have absolutely have had police officers at that event and arrested Adam Kokesh and myself and you and everybody with a sign with a curse word on it and whatever. They could totally have done that, but they didn't because there's safety in numbers. And there was also all that media there that, so there was probably two factors that kept us safe from being arrested yesterday. The media, which were, they were crawling all over the place, and also the fact that there were a fairly large amount of protesters there.
Well, the media definitely kept people safe. Seeing, you know, the Fox or ABC News logos definitely keeps the police from making silly arrests of
people. They didn't even make an appearance.
No, they weren't even there. But one thing that could keep an individual safe if he or she is looking to get a little braver and disobeying some ridiculous laws is carrying around his or her own video camera and making sure that it's at the ready. And if you're seeing police or any other government agents who are infringing on your rights to turn that camera on. Protect yourself.
And, you know, as an example, what happened yesterday, the police didn't show up. And what, I mean, the reason the media was there is they wanted to see a big roundup. I mean, this could have been a huge disaster for the police if they would have shown up and tried to arrest people.
There's
but
more
they
coming
did
up
the
here.
Right thing.
855-453, and Derek J, you're going to be with us all night long.
Sure will.
All right, more with Derek in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You take control, bring up anything.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at PrepareWise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at PrepareWise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. PrepareWise.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Lots of different stuff, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can head over to freetalklive.com and download as many as you would like. They're all there at your convenience. And, in fact, they're also now available through SoundCloud. If you go to freetalklive.com, look in the left-hand column under the Listen and Share section, you'll find the link to our SoundCloud page there, which allows you to favorite the show and share episodes easily. You just click the share button on whatever episode you want to share with your friends, and you can drop it in on Facebook and Twitter and a variety of other social networking and bookmarking platforms. So once again, go to freetalklive.com to get as many archives as you would like. Our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, as we continue here. Of course, we will take your calls about anything you want. Derek J. is joining us here for the first time in approximately 2 months.
Woohoo!
So it's great to have you back, although our time is limited, as I understand it. You are going on a tour, Derek. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, that's right. Well, thank you for the intro, and yes, I'm glad to be back, but I won't be in Keene for very long. I don't feel very safe here. As you mentioned, my last arrest was pretty horrific and not as funny or enjoyable as the others. Just biking along, I was arrested pretty brutally by one of the Keene officers, and I sort of feel like a marked man, so I can't walk around the streets without the cops knowing who I am. And I would like to reduce that for a little bit, and I'll be self-imposing an exile from the Shire.
For how long?
For 1 year. Okay. That's the most serious part of my suspended sentence. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be back to visit on occasion, but the activism here is too much fun to stay away from. So
no doubt. And the people are pretty cool, too.
Oh, and the people are just the best. So, but I'm going to be meeting a whole bunch of activists all over the country. I'll be traveling down the East Coast and then down south, heading westward, and then hitting California. And so I've got some activists to stay with along the way who are telling me about some of their civil disobedience that they're interested in performing. And so I'll be videoing that. I'll be keeping updates of all those things on my blog, livefreeordance.com. And so that's what I'll be doing for the next year. People can stay updated with the videos that I'll be updating on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/fr33manTV.
And I'll also be presumably doing... will be posted at liveforyourdance.com, correct? And also maybe Free Keene?
That's right. Yeah, you'll be able to see all those things on liveforyourdance.com. I'll also be blogging for freekeene.com.
Right. You don't have to live in Keene to blog at freekeene.com. We've got people across the Shire that are like Bradley Jardis who blog at freekeene.com. And certainly since it's your intention to come back, you know, we'd love to have you continue.
This is where my heart is. And as you mentioned earlier, I'll be continuing FR33 Agents Radio News, which is just a 5-minute update for those who don't know, on the peaceful resistance happening around the globe.
You've got your hands full. I mean, this is a big project. I understand that you're disappointed that you won't be able to participate in directly participate in civil disobedience for the next year or so. But, you know, this is huge. I mean, the responsibility that you have to handle doing a newscast every single day, 5 days a week, that's big. Like I said, nobody else out there is doing anything like that. And I've thrown the idea out there a few times over the last few years. And, you know, it's one of those things, Mark, where as you pointed out, if it's not your idea, it sucks.
Yep.
And so I can throw it out there and nobody cares because nobody else, you know, values it the same. But you, you think that's a pretty useful thing to do. And I think it is as well. And I'm excited that you're going to be coming back at it. Now, as far as funding your tour, because it, you know, obviously is going to cost money for you to drive around and go various different places and meet activists here and there all across the country. There is a fundraiser going on, and it is still open right now. You're trying to raise approximately $2,000. And I don't know, what's the best way for people to get to that? There's a pretty easy
victimless,
link.
Victimlesscrimespree.com is the best way for you to find the link to that fundraiser. You just scroll right down. It says Fund Activism Tour.
Yep, it's right on the right-hand side.
Just click there.
If you look at victimlesscrimespree.com, right underneath the title banner, it's under Write to Derek in Jail. I need to remove that because you're not in jail anymore. But it will now say, as soon as I remove that, just fund the Freeman in Exile Tour, and then you can click over to that and help Derek J. fund this thing because I think it's exciting. I mean, Liberty on Tour, the guys Pete and Ademo, they have done something similar. They've driven around the country in the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, and they, you know, went to various different cities and smaller places along the way and stopped and, you know, gathered with others who love liberty, and it was a real, I think, community-building event. It actually allowed people in the various different areas who may not have actually known one another to meet up. And so people made connections as a result of the Liberty on Tour guys just going around and, you know, announcing, hey, this is where we're going to be at this time. We actually had a guy call from Louisville last night on this program asking, what can I do to find more liberty-minded people in my area? And unfortunately, there aren't very many good answers to that question. There was, you know, posts on the Free Talk Live BBS where we have local sections where, in theory, someone else could see that and meet up with you, or go to a local Ron Paul meetup or something like that. But, I mean, you driving around the country literally will be one of the few ways, I think, for people to maybe get together, and that's exciting.
Yeah, I'd like to be something of an ambassador of the Shire, making connections and meeting people. But more importantly, I'd like to focus on education and making videos that, you know, I'll be learning how individuals are achieving independence in their own lives, independence from the federal government, and independence for their communities in ways that are really exciting, like starting farming co-ops, raising chickens themselves, right up to a guy who is actually in New Hampshire who's building his own cell phone tower. So
wow.
There are all kinds of really exciting ways that people are declaring independence, and I would like to showcase them so that people who are watching YouTube videos say, hey, that's exciting, I can do that. And that's how I think that's one way to achieve independence in our own lives.
One thing's for sure, people doing things inspires others, whatever their form of activism, whatever their preference. If it's something that you can show, and that's what you're going to do with the video and the audio that you'll be creating on the road, if it's something that you can show and get into other people's heads, then at some point they're going to say, yeah, I can do that, and they're going to hopefully emulate it. I mean, as we've seen in different places across the country, a lot of the keen civil disobedience activism that has gone on here has absolutely inspired other similar instances around the country. Or in some instances, we've actually had keen activists go physically to another place, like we did in Middleboro, Massachusetts yesterday, or Meg McLean, who was on the show for quite a while a couple of years back. She went down south and brought some of that keen flavor activism with her, for lack of a better term. So we've definitely seen good ideas spread.
Well, yeah, and another great idea that has spread is the Shire Sharing, which was also called Basket Brigade, mm-hmm. which was done over in the Manchester side of the state and was emulated in Philadelphia and other places.
Excellent.
And helps build community not only within the voluntarists, but also with just regular folks around town.
So there's lots of other things to talk about here tonight. Of course, Derek Jay is with us, so I don't know if you've got a question for him about jail. I'm sure he'd be happy to answer that. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Otherwise, there's actually a video clip that we didn't get a chance to play last night of the DEA head administrator basically being grilled by this state rep of some, or a U.S. rep, who is on the ball when it comes, apparently, to medical marijuana. And so we'll be calling out the DEA head administrator here in a moment. It's pretty interesting. 855-450-FREE, and you could, of course, bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And also want to invite you to go to freestateproject.org. You've heard us talking about, over the last week, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where, Mark, you and I were broadcasting with a number of other, several hundred, maybe even well over 1,000 liberty-minded folks. It was a great time, and it was a taste of what it can be like to be around full-time liberty-minded people. That's what it is. That's what it's like here in New Hampshire, where over 1,000 people have made the move. Or we're already there as part of the Free State Project. There are over 12,000 people who pledged to come on up to New Hampshire, and we want to get to 20,000. We want to get 20,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all here to be active so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. And of course, activism means a variety of things. It's not just civil disobedience. That's just one of many of a plethora of choices. There's also creating media. There's also doing politics and outreach. There's street theater. I mean, there's all kinds of different things people can do.
Writing letters to the editor.
Exactly. Whatever. I consider that outreach, but yeah, that's something. And so you can go to freestateproject.org. There are 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there, and all kinds of other great content like a forum and plenty of different ways for you to get plugged in to the Liberty community up here without actually having to be here yet. But get here as soon as you possibly can, because the sooner you can be here, the more influence those of us who have a Liberty mindset will have in our communities, and the quicker we'll get to more freedom sooner. I mean, really, it's just all about numbers, and it's all about getting people to act. Obviously, don't go before you're ready. Make sure you've got some money saved up and you're prepared to move. But please, don't delay. Go to freestateproject.org if you love freedom. This is, in my opinion, your best chance at actually achieving it in your lifetime. Freestateproject.org. And I think that both of you guys, would you agree with that statement? Best chance?
Oh, yeah. Freedom. Absolutely.
I think if you want to be free, you go to a sailboat. If you want to achieve freedom on a greater scale for other people.
Yeah, I mean for other people. Because I don't like the idea of just running away from a problem. I'm not the kind of person who wants to just get on a sailboat or go move out into the middle of the wilderness and cut myself off from the rest of society. I, you know, enjoy interacting with other people, and I don't like it when other people are being put in cages who haven't harmed anybody else. So even if I weren't doing civil disobedience, or even if I, you know, hadn't smoked cannabis in my lifetime or, you know, broken some other nonsensical laws, it would still upset me to see innocent people who've never hurt anybody else being caged.
Well, I would agree with Martin Luther King's statement that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And so it's important for anyone who values freedom to stand up when they see an injustice happen. And so I think of, instead of escaping on a sailboat, yeah, it's great to join other liberty lovers and take a stand for freedom.
Absolutely. So there was a video that we played just a brief clip from last night, and I wanted to make sure we got this thing out there because this person is pretty ridiculous. This Michelle Leonhardt, the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the top bureaucrat or top cop over at the DEA, she was apparently in front of Congress, which is the only way you'll ever get her to answer questions like this. And of course,
I don't think they did.
They really didn't get an answer out of her. But the only way you can put her in front of a camera and ask her questions like this, because she doesn't, if we were to call her up and ask for an interview, I mean, she wouldn't give us anything.
Apparently, when a United States representative, one of a rather elite cadre of 435 elected officials, asks her a question, she doesn't have to answer it.
Nope. So let's see. What was the question and what was her answer? Here it is.
Gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from Colorado, Mr. Polis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to begin by following up because I don't on this, my colleague Mr. Cohen's questions, and I want to try to get a clear answer to make sure the Drug Administration and Enforcement Administration is aware of some of the evidence. Is crack worse for a person than marijuana?
I believe all illegal drugs are bad.
Is methamphetamine worse for somebody's health than marijuana?
Now, if you even just listen to her answer, she says, I believe. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with facts.
And she just said they're all bad,
right.
And that really wasn't the question. Worse refers to badder than bad, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea that you're... she is so disinterested in answering a question, she won't even broach what's obvious. Like, lady, he asked you if you think crack is worse than a joint. I mean, how divorced from reality do you have to be to refuse to answer that question?
It's not divorced from reality. It's a practiced skill of being a politician, right?
You're probably right.
Just listening to the wording and saying, well, worse, you know, that's it's a subjective term, and so I get to answer with a equally subjective term, I believe.
Right.
So she's just practicing her politician speak.
It must be a religious belief, right? Because the facts are out there. In fact, this politician, Jared Polis, gets to, cites some, you know, the fact that he's actually read studies and has actually looked at information. We'll get to that here in a moment. And she really is just pathetic.
I don't think any illegal drug
is
good.
Is heroin worse?
Now, I wish he would have let her answer. I wish he would have let her, you know, filibuster.
He knew the kind of tripe that she's going to spill
out. Oh, I know.
Out.
I know that he knew it. But it would have sounded a little bit better had he not just jumped it right in on her. You know, two words.
Really tight in his questions.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but don't they have a limited amount of time in
probably,
which to ask questions?
Right.
And she's just going to troll on with her
right.
Tribe.
That's
so
exactly
knows.
What I was going to say is, look, if you give this lady enough room, she knows how to play this
right.
Game. She didn't become the top bureaucrat in charge of imprisoning Americans for doing nothing, for nothing. She knows how to play this game, and she will filibuster and answer some questions entirely different than what she was asked for the whole period of his time.
Worse for someone's health than marijuana?
Again, all...
I mean, either yes, no, or I don't know. I mean, if you don't know, you can look this up. You should know this as the chief administrator for the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm asking you a very straightforward question. Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are bad.
Does this mean you don't know?
Right. And I'd like to step down here for a second. I actually had a doctor that I knew that was willing to answer questions as far as illegal drugs in a pretty matter-of-fact way. And she said that all illegal drugs are bad after being asked if marijuana is as bad as heroin. Mm-hmm. And he said to me regarding Dilaudids, which is basically medical heroin of some sort, some opiate or another, that, hey, as long as you're careful with them and, use a clean needle and those kind of things, that, you'll live. No problem. So, frankly, what she's saying is true, is that it's the illegal heroin that's far more dangerous than the legal heroin.
One causes an addiction.
Okay.
That causes many problems. It's very hard to kick.
So does that mean that the health impact of heroin is worse than marijuana? Is that what you're telling me?
I think you're asking a subjective question.
No, it's objective. Just looking at the science, this is your area of expertise. I'm a layperson, but I've read some of the studies. I'm aware of it. I'm just asking you as an expert in the subject area, is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
And I'm answering as a police officer and as a DEA agent that...
People that don't tell the truth.
These drugs are illegal because they are dangerous, because they are addictive, because...
Okay. Marijuana
dangerous?
No more... Right. Marijuana is not dangerous. Nobody's ever died from it. There certainly are some adverse effects, but there are adverse effects to peanuts.
Sure.
Okay? And when you say that, that
peanuts
this
are dangerous,
this
you could choke on those things.
Addictive. It's no more addictive than ice cream. I mean, there are people out there with addictive personalities... And those people are going to get addicted to things. You know, if they get addicted to that bowl of ice cream every night, they're going to be upset and cranky when they don't get that bowl of ice cream.
It's dangerous.
Marijuana is not an addictive substance.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But Michelle Leonhardt would like you to believe that it is. And she's going to continue to dodge this man's questions here in a moment. We'll play a little bit more for you. And you can take control. Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Snickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and all the features we give to you. So head over and enjoy the news updates and get signed up. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever works best for you. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we're continuing here, and by the way, Derek J. is sitting in with us in the studio.
Hey!
Good to have you back and fresh out of jail. Of course, we can talk more about that if somebody wants to ask you some questions. They're certainly welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. But I wanted to make sure we got in this news about Michelle Leonhardt, the DEA administrator who was sitting for some reason in front of the oversight committee or panel or whoever it is that in these... the U.S. House of Representatives that oversees this. One of those folks is Representative Jared Polis of Colorado, who asked some pretty, well, simple questions of Michelle Leonhardt, but she just couldn't bring herself to answer them. And basically what he was asking is...
Politicians hate answering questions, and essentially that's what she is. She's a career bureaucrat on her way up the old ladder.
Yeah, these high-end bureaucrats are usually very good at just BSing people and schmoozing. And
they're really not much different than politicians themselves.
Absolutely. There's a lot of politics involved in getting to high levels of bureaucracy.
Lots of backs to stab.
Yeah. So she's being asked here in several different iterations whether or not heroin or methamphetamine is worse for the human body than is cannabis. And she's making assertions like, well, they're all bad. And she'll also, you know, basically claim that it's dangerous. Marijuana's dangerous, just like heroin. So she's dancing around the answers here as we continue.
They do hurt a person's health.
So heroin is more addictive than marijuana? Is heroin more addictive than marijuana in your experience?
Generally, the properties of heroin, yes, it's more addictive.
That's the most you're going to get out of her. Yep. That seemed like an actual responsive answer.
The properties of heroin are more addictive than marijuana. Now, they'd like you to believe that marijuana is an addictive substance.
They put it as Schedule 1, which I believe, I think it was Julia that said last night that even heroin is not listed as Schedule One.
Could be. I couldn't say.
I'll have to pull up the statistics. But, I mean, so by their own scheduling system, they believe marijuana is the worst, you know, one of the worst drugs.
Of the worst, yeah.
Yeah. I think cocaine is Schedule Two.
Well, it's I think the heroin and cocaine are by, you know, those are, that's medicine that's being misused, essentially, in their opinion. So, you know, how are they going to call that Schedule One?
Is methamphetamine more addictive than marijuana?
Well, both are addictive.
Well, is methamphetamine more highly addictive than marijuana?
I think some people become addicted to marijuana, and some people become addicted to methamphetamine.
You mentioned that the top, your top priority, I believe you indicated to us, is abuse of prescription drugs. Is one of the main classifications of prescription drugs painkillers that you're concerned about?
That's correct.
Okay, so by the way, I do have the list of controlled substances in the United States, and I was incorrect. Heroin is Schedule One. However, cocaine is Schedule Two. So according to the U.S. government...
But crack is Scheduled One. Schedule One.
Is crack Schedule One?
I don't know. They always give a mandatory minimum for it, so I was just imagining that, you know, often cocaine...
Crack is not listed because I think crack is cocaine. Related to cocaine, so it's probably considered a Schedule Two. So there you go. So I mean, even the government here, in their own list of substances, believes that cocaine is less harmful than marijuana, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Anybody that's ever known a cokehead can tell you that cocaine is a much more severely addictive product.
Oh yeah.
Let's continue here with Michelle.
And most people, you know, smoked marijuana, just kind of give it up on their own over time. Their brain chemistry changes as they get older, and they're just not as interested in it any longer. That doesn't have the sound of a terribly addictive substance, does it?
Certainly not.
And are those painkillers addictive?
Yes, they are. Very addictive.
Are those painkillers more addictive than marijuana?
I love, by the way, you can't see it here because we're on the radio, but you could hear the pause that she elicited there prior to actually answering the question. The look on her face seems a little stunned.
Mouth wide open. Just jaw dropped on the floor.
She's agog.
How do I answer this?
Yeah, she just doesn't know what to say.
Illegal drugs are in Schedule One, are addictive.
Well, again, this is a health-based question, and I know you're obviously you have a law enforcement background, but I'm sure you're also familiar, given your position, with the science of the matter. And I'm asking, you know, again, clearly your agency has established abuse of prescription drugs as the top priority. Is that therefore an indication that prescription drugs are more addictive than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are addictive.
Okay, your agency.
She sounds like a robot, doesn't she? I mean, she's just like going back to the script. Okay, I can say this safely. I can. I can't really answer his question, but I'll just keep spouting off the same thing over and over again. And
I wonder
like
if she expected this to happen. I mean, you know, when Bernanke goes in front of Ron Paul in the on the Finance Committee or whatever it is, he knows he's going to get pummeled. You know, for whatever period of time Ron Paul's got, he's going to just pummel Bernanke. But when this this gal goes, I mean, was she expecting this from this rep or not? Because she doesn't look like it. She's absolutely gobstopped when, you know, she's dealing with this guy.
Has established abuse of prescription drugs as its top priority. You've indicated as much to us. Does that mean that abuse of prescription drugs is a greater threat to the public health than marijuana?
Because it's an emerging threat, because people are turning to prescription drugs, then faster than any other drug, that is why we prioritize it.
Well, in many states, including my home state of Colorado, we have a legalized and regulated regime of medical marijuana, and we have found some great degree of success in combating the abuse of prescription drugs by making sure the patients have access to medical marijuana, which the science indicates, and I would certainly encourage you to look at the science, is less addictive and less harmful to human health than some of the narcotic prescription drugs that are...
Absolutely. All you have to do is talk to some medical marijuana users, and they will tell you that their experience with using various different treatments for their maladies, you know, usually results in them being very disappointed in the traditional allopathic medicine style treatments, and that's the reason why they go to marijuana. That's because they've tried all of the regular stuff before, doesn't work for them.
The opiates don't agree with them at all, and as this guy pointed out, they're very addictive. So, you know, the AMA, which is closely hooked in with the government, has this little prescription that they, you know, tell doctors to go by, and then when they do that, people are essentially, you know, this union that works closely with the government, so let's just call it the government. The government prescribes you a remedy, and then when that remedy, you become addicted to it, then they'll throw you in jail for trying to find more. It's crazy.
That's right. She said the abuse of prescription drugs is an emerging threat, and it's just, in this woman's mind, I just wonder if, like, the threats never end. Just all these drugs are being abused. I wonder why they're being abused. If you outlaw some and then say, okay, but you can have these prescription drugs that are almost the same thing as heroin, well, that's fine. Yeah. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Of course people are going to abuse them.
Well, and to call it an emerging threat in the first place is ludicrous. I mean, people have been abusing prescription drugs as long as prescription drugs have been around. I mean, as long as I've been an adult, I've known people who have purchased prescription drugs on the black market and have sold prescription drugs on the black market. I mean, there's no shortage of this stuff. It's certainly not anymore. I can't imagine it's that dramatically more popular in 2012 than it was in 2002. Plenty of people were still using, you know, hydrocodone and all manner of other products back then. This is not new.
The emerging threat is in grandma's medicine cabinet.
Narcotic prescription drugs that are abused, and also when they're used on label, they can be very harmful to health as well. Would your agency consider supporting medical marijuana provisions when that can be used in pursuit of your top priority, which is reducing the abuse of prescription drugs?
It's a pretty good question on his part, and we'll give you her answer here. There's not much left, but we'll share that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Let me predict it. Duh.
855.
Stay off the crack, kids.
Yeah, 1-855-450-3733. And Michelle does kind of look like she's got some sort of a substance abuse problem herself. She's got big dark circles under her eyes. Maybe she just doesn't get much sleep. 855-450-FREE. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.